Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, and welcome once again to another episode of Awareness to Action, where I have an opportunity to speak to some amazing guests. They're people that are in my life or new to my life that actually epitomize what happens when that moment of awareness, that point of aha, actually hits home. And rather than just be a passing fancy, they actually say, I need to grasp this and make something of this. And it ultimately becomes a passion and a purpose that sets direction for them as they move forward in their personal life, in their business, or whatever else the case may be. Today's guest actually looks at all those pieces and parts. When you hear her story, you will understand how this impacted her life personally, and then how that move actually pushed her to the next level to truly be who she is and do amazing things that she does that help us in lots of different ways. So I'd like to welcome Linda Curry to my show. And Linda is a health educator, author, and speaker. And she actually has a quote that says her desire is attaining health one bite at a time. And through simplifying health and growth strategies with wisdom, compassion, acceptance, and practicality is what she works through for herself, as well as how she guides her clients. Linda brings her background in herbalism, nutrition, and whole food culinary arts as she offers a customized health consultations, cooking instruction, and coaching, as one size does not fit all. She's appeared on television, authored numerous books and articles, and worked as a raw food chef at an alternative cancer center. So Linda, welcome. Definitely welcome. Thank you for being here.
Oh my gosh, Joan, it's such a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Linda is one of those, another amazing woman in my life who we've known each other for years, lots of different passes and whatever else, and we'd lose each other for years. And then the last time we met up with each other was over an ice cream cone. And in a very strange place. We just said, oh my Lord, here we are. From there, she joined a mastermind group that I was forming. And so we've been down lots and lots of roads together. So it's just been so much fun watching her. And she is also one of my mentors as far as looking at how powerful it can be to have that move to say, yes, you're going to write books or write a book. And so we're going to talk about that today as well. So typically when I start my shows, I want to bring everybody to the same point of awareness and understanding. So I like to do some operational definitions. So could you take a minute and tell us what you mean by using the word nutrition?
Oh gosh. Well, great question. You know, nutrition, a lot of times.
We didn't rehearse this one.
You know, nutrition, a lot of times people think of, you know, am I getting my B vitamins? Am I getting vitamin C? Things like that. I really like to take a practical approach to nutrition. So as an example, like I try to teach people how to, instead of being a nutritionist, how to take a common sense approach to their diet, such as like adding a lot of color in your meal. And that will, in a sense, add a lot of vitamins to your meal. So when we get variety, we get a lot of the vitamins and minerals that we need in our diet. So that's kind of my approach to nutrition, is really taking that common sense approach.
I love it. And as you will find, Linda has a very, very practical and common sense approach. And when we start talking about the book, her book, you will find that to be true too, as I share some of the insight that I've gained from the book. And again, asking Linda to share more insightfulness as well. And what is, I mean, there's a lot of talk right now, and one of the things I found doing research for a presentation I did recently, they're talking about trends for the future. They're talking about trends in 2021 and beyond. One of the things related to this whole relationship that we have gained, again, from being in the house for a year and looking at how we were eating and so on, and having the time to cook and do research, there's a new approach to whole food. So you mentioned in your bio about whole food culinary arts. So can you explain what you mean by whole food? Because I think a lot of us need to understand that.
Yeah, so I know with the pandemic and everything, I know a lot of people ended up gaining weight. You know, they're under a lot of stress. They don't know how to operate in this new environment with rules and policies. And yeah, it's been very stressful for a lot of people. And so, like you mentioned, one of the trends is really looking towards getting healthier and taking that extra time to make the effort. And so when I refer to a whole foods protocol, it's really about, you know, skipping the aisles in the grocery store where all the boxed food is, right? Because when we look at the ingredients of that boxed food, it's just a lot of stuff you have trouble pronouncing and you don't know what it is, and it's a lot of preservatives and not only the ingredients, but it's just dry food. And our bodies have a hard time dealing with food that's just been really dried out and refined. And so when we eat whole foods, like you pick an apple off of a tree or you pull a carrot out of the ground, you know, it's got the water element, it's full of fiber, it's full of nutrition. That's what I mean by whole foods. There really isn't an ingredient list. But that can also include foods from the animal world as well, like, you know, grass-fed beef or natural chicken or eggs, pasture-raised, hopefully. But yeah, all of those things are whole foods.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking that moment to explain that, because again, that's one of the mysteries that's out there. And again, for the audience, I mean, watch what's happening. I think it's called something like culinarianism is what they're labeling this new trend to look at plant-based foods and whole foods, and for a lot of different reasons. And for our bodies is probably the most important reason. And so think about that a little bit and consider, again, circling the outside of the grocery store versus going to those middle aisles. So, and I found myself during the pandemic doing that as well. I probably ate the most healthy I've eaten forever during the pandemic, because why not? I had the time to cook, I had the time to shop, I had the time to look for new recipes, I had fun with it, and my body felt better. I just felt better. And so, and again, we're going to circle back to that body feeling better when we talk a little bit more, Linda, about, again, your personal journey. So let's talk about your aha moment. What was your aha moment that said something has to change, you know, about your body, about what you were doing for a living, or whatever?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So first, I want to just compliment you, Joan, because you're a great role model with what you just said, going through the pandemic and taking that extra time
Thank
to,
you.
you know, because a lot of people, you know, aren't don't easily go with the flow. You know, we're in a pandemic, it's a lot of stress. And so I think a lot of people were stress eating because they didn't know how to operate in this new environment. And I think you're such a good role model for people
Thank you.
because, you know, things happen and you kind of shift with it. And I think that's so great. So great job with the
Well,
healthy.
thank you for that. And again, you know, more to that backstory is that, you know, as we'll hear from Linda's aha, my aha was I ended up with an issue with my body that I had to make some pretty major changes with the way I was eating. And it was so much easier to do it when I only had me to be responsible for. I didn't have the opportunity to like go out to lunch or dinner or any of that stuff. So whatever I shopped for in the grocery store was the only food I had. And so I could then check on my body to see how it was doing in this new style of eating. So again, it related to that observation and relating to saying, wow, I am really feeling good. And I think that's an element that I would love to be credited for, because I so believe in that need to observe what's going on and to take action. If something, whether it be that, you know, you're interacting with somebody who's not the best person in the world for you, or food that you put into your body that you go, oh my goodness, all of a sudden I've got acid reflux, my stomach is blown up, whatever, or I'm not sleeping. And we're going to talk a lot about the sleeping issues, but you know, that I think is also key. And I think that was key in your life too.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, getting into my aha moment, gosh, this was many, many years ago. So back in the early 2000s, I guess I would say, I was working in the corporate world, you know, kind of what my plan was, going to college, getting a good paying job, and, you know, working with in high tech, that kind of thing, using the skills that I learned in college. And I suddenly, after years of this, just really being stressed out, I started to feel my body just shifting, not feeling well. I've always been interested in health and nutrition, but, and so not feeling well was not okay with me. Mm-hmm. And so I attributed some of it to just the atmosphere of the politics, but then also, you know, I felt extra sensitive to like all of the Wi-Fi running through all the cubicles and the fluorescent lights coming down on me. I just in the middle of the afternoon, my energy just shifted and I just felt yucky. So that was the start of my aha moment, Joan, when I really realized that these pebbles were kind of being thrown at me saying, wake up, something's not right here. And so luckily, you know, I felt driven to do the right thing. I've always been in this space where I want to live my best life. And that means living a healthy life. And I knew something wasn't right. And I wasn't living my true purpose. And I knew I loved nutrition and health, but I just didn't quite know how to grab onto that and make a living doing that. And so it happened, you know, somewhat slowly, but I just kept being aware of it and kept taking steps forward to move in that direction. So what I started to do was I started going to networking groups. I started taking some nutrition classes, some herbalism classes, just following where my energy felt good. And I just, you know, I think we all have certain talents and just general inside of us, there's something that wants to come out, something that we need to share. And so I started moving in that direction without, you know, still kind of holding on to that paycheck that came every 2 weeks, right? But then I, you know, I started paying off debt and I really got myself set up so that I could make that move. And so luckily, I feel like I listened to the pebbles being thrown at me instead of waiting for the boulders, because some people get these boulders thrown at them, like a major health issue or a cancer diagnosis or something. And I decided I wasn't going to wait for that to happen. So I took the leap.
Everything you just said, I am just so happy that this is in the form of a, you know, a podcast and can be listened to again and again and again, because those are amazing nuggets of wisdom that, again, you've got to take and you've got to run with it. So let's cut away for break for a moment and we'll come back. We're going to continue this conversation and talk a little bit about, you know, where she's gone, where Linda's gone, and talk about, again, some of the obstacles and challenges she might have had to not only go away from that every 2 weeks paycheck because a lot of us have that issue. Are we brave enough to do it? But also watching what was going on with her body as she personally applied what she was learning. So thank you.
Diane Solano has launched her new show, Powered Through Health. Tune in for educating, entertaining, and inspiring interviews with experts from around the globe. Diane's passion is developing entrepreneurship among individuals worldwide in order to create financial, time, and geographic freedom. Powered Through Health is all that and more. To connect with Diane Solano, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Hi, and welcome back. And again, I'm Joan Marlowe. My guest today is Linda Curry. And we've been talking about her aha moment and how it moved her to move from a corporate America job into something that ended up being her passion and her purpose. So what we're going to move into now is talking a little bit about her. She's got numerous books, but the book that we have that we're talking about today is called The 4-Minute Miracle in Healthy Aging, Vibrant and Sexy in Your 40s, 50s, 60s, and Beyond. I love that. I think that's really, really cool. And as you can see, I've got little papers in here. So I have been loving reading this book because there are so many tips and hints and treasures in here. And even as you start it, her dedication, this book is dedicated to courageous women who aim to speak up, are not afraid to put themselves first, and encourage other women to be their best selves. Thank you for inspiring us all. So throughout this book, again, Linda and I are sort of in that same venue, that same vein of thought. And throughout this book, she's also honoring women that might be mentors or might be people that you look up to, might be the wisdom, the full of wisdom women that are out there. So when we were just talking about how she had the pebbles that kept hitting her before the boulder hit again, and looking at saying, I need to make a change. So she's got in towards the back of her book, she's got a section that addresses lots of pieces of our life, defining ourselves and being true to ourselves. So here's one of her bullets. Have you committed to connecting to your true purpose? Or are you caught up in productivity, creating value, worrying, and controlling? Consider making time daily to get into nature, clear the mind, and cherish the space where your answers and guidance resides. Embrace how you and your needs are changing and reprioritize your life. The rest of us need you to be you in the truest form. And that, I think, is so profound, especially in light of if we look back to what we've been through for the past year and we look at some of the things that are happening. How many people in your life do you know that have changed jobs, have left careers because they had those aha moments while they were sitting at home in the pandemic or being an essential worker and freaking out, whatever the case might be. As well, so many people choosing to now retire. And that's been very interesting. And looking at, you know, what are they going to do after they retire? You just can't jump into retire and go, here I am. It's all about also happily doing it with a purpose. And so I think this is really profound, no matter what you say and hope, no matter how you look at it. So I love, love, love. That's one of the many bullets that I love. So in looking at making your move, looking at obstacles that or challenges that you might have faced, and you've got twofold. You have the fact that you were on your exploratory journey and learning as you went along and then practicing what you learned. So you were putting that to action. So there was those elements of awareness. But at the same time, looking at how can I serve others and how can I make money doing this, as well as serving the greatest and highest good. So let's share with me a little bit about some of the obstacles that you might have faced and some of the things you were learning about yourself in the sense of this and the sense of being out in the world.
Oh, yeah. So, wow, what a great excerpt from the book that you read. Sometimes people will read me a part of the book and I'm like, did I write that?
I was watching your face to see what you were going to go, did I write that?
I'm like, wow, that's really good. No, it's funny because sometimes I learned to write a book in, it's almost like a trance state, Joan. And so I almost feel like the information is being fed through me. Although what you read is exactly how I feel and how I try to live. You know, a lot of the things that I write are things that I need to work on myself. Mm-hmm. And so that whole bit you said about, you know, the productivity, you know, sometimes we're so, you know, working on this productivity piece. If I'm productive, I must have value. And we're so worried about that. And so I've really had to shift my mindset to try to get out of that. Even, you know, not just in the corporate world, but as an entrepreneur doing living my purpose, the same thing can come up. You know, you've got that task list and it feels so good to knock things off. And then you're exhausted by mid-afternoon and you're like, what happened? Am I in balance? I don't feel in balance. You know, so we can get caught up in that stuff no matter what we're doing as a career. So yeah, I love touching on that. And so yeah, part of, you know, I talked about the pebbles hitting me when I was in the corporate world, and I refer to pebbles and boulders in the first book I wrote called Pebbles of Gold. And I just love the reference of these pebbles because we get them often. And it's like practicing a muscle. We need to become aware when it's happening and really think about how we can make a shift to go in a better direction. And so I feel like I've been doing that my whole life, and it's become fun. You know, I don't mind the pebbles because I feel like it's just guidance. It's just guidance to go in the right direction when our body's hurting, you know, listening to it, accepting it, honoring it as a way of it communicating to you to be able to make shifts in your life. So some of the things that happened to me shortly after I left the corporate world, I became an herbalist, and I was, you know, hanging around other herbalists, going through classes, and I had severe pollen allergies. We live here in Arizona, as you know, and it was just debilitating. And being so natural and health focused, I didn't want to take allergy medicine that my liver would have to deal with, and you know, become toxic or depend upon this. So I would just suffer. And I would close up the windows. We have beautiful weather here in Arizona in the wintertime. Yep. And it was just heartbreaking. And so another herbalist in the class mentioned to me, have you considered taking gluten out of your diet? And keep in mind, this was like 15 years ago, mm-hmm. when it wasn't like a trend to try taking gluten out of your diet and see how you feel. But back then I was just like, what do you mean gluten? Like wheat? What are you talking about? So anyway, I said, I'll try anything. And it was in the midst of allergy season and I took out gluten and within 2 weeks, all of my pollen allergies were gone. I stopped eating wheat pasta and wheat bread and suddenly I don't have pollen allergies. I was just dumbfounded. So things like this have happened to me throughout my life. And I feel like it's on purpose. It's so that I can teach others and guide them through my own experiences. So I love answering these pebbles and, you know, shifting and going in another direction. And so I've constantly been doing that. And as far as the gluten, if people are curious about that, you know, when, whether it's gluten or dairy or something else that your body might be sensitive to, when we eat something on a regular basis, your body, if your body doesn't like it, it's going to, your immune system is just like attacking it. And it doesn't have bandwidth to deal with pollen in the air. It doesn't have bandwidth to deal with maybe a sinus infection coming on, and, you know, other things that it needs to deal with your body on a regular basis. You're just, you know, tapping it out basically with what you're eating. So anyway, it's things like that, that I just keep learning about and healing from and then teaching others and writing books about. And so that's kind of been my journey through this whole thing. It's a bunch of aha moments that just keeps me going on the right track and shifting and going on another track.
Yeah. And that's, you know, for all of us entrepreneurially spirited individuals. And again, that's my big thing too. It's like, whoa. And I might now switch to pebbles versus talking about, you know, the tap, tap, tap. And if you don't listen to the tap, 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 you get hit by a 2x4. Right. So trust me, I've been hit by a lot of 2x4s. So I've done lots of transitioning in my life. Linda's making it sound so graceful and what I'm going, wow, mine meant I had to go and, you know, sit in a wheelchair for 8 weeks with a leg in a cast and, you know, all sorts of things. I'm going, wow, hers was much less dramatic than mine. So, but again, that also relates to, you know, what our stories are and how we look at our stories. And again, this kind of a program is all about those stories and taking those stories that we chose to change the way, the outcome of that story, we're changing the end of that chapter and to grow on, to go and grow into a new chapter. And that's very, very exciting for me to be experienced. So before we leave this topic, just real quickly, what wisdom and thoughts can you share with the audience as far as figuring out what eating healthy means? Again, you talked a lot about observing, and that's really cool. But when people are looking at, well, I'm on keto and keto is wonderful, or I'm on intermittent fasting and it's really working for me, or I'm doing the meditation. I'm on a meditation diet, on a Mediterranean diet.
I want to try the meditation diet.
I'm going to try the meditation diet too. So, yeah, here we go. So, but looking at those things, what kind of guidance can you give folks?
Yeah. So, you know, part of my slogan is one size does not fit all. So keep that in mind, but there are some, you know, core food protocols, like we've talked about whole foods, you know, there's some obvious things that are not good for us in excess, processed foods, sugar, things like that. So if we stick to a whole foods diet, great. But even then we have to make tweaks that individualize it for us. So I was in the vegan diet framework for 7 years. And I felt great initially for the first few years. Our body does store certain nutrients, but being blood type O, I ended up having some pretty debilitating health consequences from being vegan. And I got so used to that diet that just the compassion of the diet, I loved it so much that I was denying some pebbles that were being thrown at me, some weakness, some anemia kind of symptoms. And then sleep issues, and we're going to get more into that a little bit later, I think. So just as an example of what I went through, you know, one diet does not fit all. Some people thrive on a vegan diet, and some people thrive on it for a couple years, and then their body's missing out on some, you know, short-chain fatty acids that we get from fish and other things. So I do like the idea of flexibility, you know, having a plant strong diet as opposed to a vegan diet. I do like that. But again, some people can thrive on it and some people can thrive on a keto diet being a lot more animal based and fat. So definitely one size does not fit all. And sometimes it helps to work with a practitioner to kind of tweak things and figure out what's going to be best for you.
That was a wonderful answer. So let's go to a quick break and then we come back. We're going to talk about the work that you do to consult with clients, et cetera, to help them on this journey.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back with my guest, Linda Curry. And again, this information she's sharing with us is just amazing and oh so helpful and a lot to digest. And hopefully thinking about what you can take away from this moment of awareness or all these moments of awareness and put into action. So one of the things, and again, when we go back and look at what the title of her book is that we're going to be talking about today, is again, healthy aging, because I'm sick and tired of, oh, you know, it's age related. Oh, it's age related. Oh, it's no, I'm sorry. I'm not accepting that. I'm not going that route. But the rest of her chapter, the title of the book is Vibrant and Sexy in Your 40s, 50s, 60s and Beyond. Well, I'm in that 60s category. And trust me, I'm not feeling vibrant and sexy right now because my sleep patterns are pathetic. And Linda spends her very first chapter of this book is talking about sleep and all the elements of sleep and what some of the reasons could be why you might not be sleeping. And her first chapter under the sleep category was Finding My Sanity. So talk to us a little bit about your journey to improve your sleep, because there are so many women in my life they're just not sleeping. And when you don't sleep, you can't function. Your body just cannot function. So it's essential.
Oh gosh, Joan, I know that so well. And you know, I was always a really good sleeper. And so I think that I took it for granted until I lost it, right? And I don't know if you felt the same way, but And I mentioned earlier that, you know, I had a vegan diet, and so I suddenly wasn't sleeping, and it was extremely debilitating. You know this well. There's so many things that happen. Your mood is awful. Mm-hmm. You're suddenly having relationship issues with your spouse. You're craving carbs all day long. There's actually studies.
Oh my God, you're living with me. No.
We actually do have a lower sense of control with food when we don't sleep well. But, you know, there's things that we notice immediately. You know, for me, like the pollen allergies was always a vulnerability for me. So if I don't sleep well, my immune system's not going to be optimal. So little things like that are going to come up. But then there's so many deeper things that are happening. We have this, you know, we have the lymph system in our body that cleanses toxins. And then in your brain, we have the glymph system or glymphatic system. And when we sleep, your brain actually cleanses. And so, you know, with Alzheimer's and dementia patients, they talk about these proteins in the brain. Mm-hmm. Well, when you get proper sleep in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, then we're cleansing those proteins and toxins out of our brain. Your brain can actually shrink up to 30% when you sleep well, believe it or not, because you're cleansing those toxins out. So there's a lot of longer term health consequences to not sleeping well and why it is so important to prioritize it. But for those that aren't sleeping well, I probably don't need to tell you all of the health statistics of what could go wrong later, because you just want a good night's sleep.
That's right. And I'm cranky.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we just don't feel motivated. That was kind of a big one for me. I just didn't feel motivated to do anything. And for me, so I want to touch upon the hormone piece of not sleeping well, because I think a lot of women go through this during perimenopause as well as menopause, because our hormones are shifting. And suddenly, like with other health issues, there was always answers. There was a better diet. There was a this or that I could do. I felt like I had control over it. But I tell you, with hormones, when we're aging, it's like there's a loss of control and nothing will work. I had this like wired and tired feeling all day. Naps were impossible, because when you're wired, you can't sleep. I would wake up at 3 a.m. and just desperately want to fall back asleep another couple hours, but couldn't. So there's a hormone thing going on. But for me, what happened, I had two naturopaths tell me, Linda, you're eating the wrong diet for your body. And it took two before I actually considered making a change. And I thought, okay, now I've had two people tell me this in the medical field, maybe I need to make a change. So for me, my body was working really hard to get protein from plant foods, to make its own cholesterol, because I wasn't consuming any. All of these things, my body was working so hard, and I drained my adrenal glands. So a lot of times we think about stress being work stress and things like that, but your body can be under stress and you don't really know it. So you're draining your adrenal glands. And a lot of times when women have trouble through menopause and perimenopause, like I did, it's because our adrenal glands aren't functioning optimally. And when your ovaries stop producing reproductive hormones, the adrenals take over. So they have extra responsibility during this time. Wow. And that's when a lot of sleep issues, hormonal issues, thyroid issues, a lot of things can creep in, because they're trying to take on more responsibility and they're already tapped out. So for me, it was the kind of big thing was the diet that I needed to shift. So my body wasn't working so hard. But then, you know, I waited so long that my hormones were out of whack. My cortisol was spiking at 3 a.m. It affected my thyroid gland. I had to work on that. So there were a lot of bits and pieces, puzzle pieces I had to put together. And it probably took a good year, maybe year and a half, to really heal from what I was going through. But I was super determined, because I knew that menopause was around the corner and I really wanted to heal and get my body strong before I entered that phase, right?
Oh, it's fun being a girl.
Oh, but look at all of the people I can help through my experiences. Oh.
Yeah, and that's why we're here. That is really why we're here. Oh my God. Yeah.
I have to keep reminding myself of that. And honestly, through this time, I really did also need to learn that maybe I don't have complete control over all of this, and maybe I need to kind of surrender to it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And just allow my body to do what it needed to do. I needed to rest a lot more. I needed to depend on my husband a lot more. Ouch, being an independent woman, that is hard to swallow, right? I maybe needed a sleep aid temporarily to get my adrenals back in shape, because gosh darn it, when you're not sleeping well, it's hard on your adrenals, and it's a vicious circle, you know? So being a, you know, 100% natural health gal, it was very hard for me to take a sleeping pill, although it wasn't a pharmaceutical pill. It was more a natural form, but still something that you could get dependent on. But I had to do that. And so there were some things that I had to just get more flexible about and just face things that I was denying and, you know, get real about things, because sleeping on 4 to 5 hours of sleep is not healthy any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not. Nothing is going to be revitalized on 4 and 5 hours of sleep. And you know, what's so amazing though is hearing your knowledge base and the years of hours of studying that you've done, and the professionals that you have worked with to help you better understand, as well as you're learning, you know, in a classroom or from books or whatever else, you are now also applying back to that awareness and how I'm taking action, is applying to what that means to my body and to understand what the functioning is of your body. And again, understanding all the things you just said as far as how our body, you know, the lymph system and the glymph system and what that means. And again, if you want to live a healthier life, it's more than just what you're eating, but it's also taking a look, at least what I think I'm hearing you say, it's looking at that bigger picture. And also giving yourself an opportunity to say, it's okay, because I'm going to surrender to this. I'm going to accept what's going on, but you have to have an action plan. That's not enough, is just surrendering and accepting it. You've got to do something else with it and seek out the proper folks to help you. So as I looked at, and as I said, so in the book, she is talking about bunches of different things that you can do. And again, a lot of what she just shared that I went, wow, I knew enough to be dangerous. So now I know a little bit more. And now this also provides me an opportunity to figure out a way to learn more for me. And also notice, as you heard her tell her story, she kept emphasizing for me, for my body, for my life, for my purpose. And that's not from an ego point. That is literally saying, if your girlfriend is doing something and she goes, I think you should, that's wonderful that she's done that and sharing that because she cares for you. But again, you've got to take a look at what that means for your body. I've been told forever that I needed to look at eating for your blood type. Well, I didn't even know what my blood type was until recently. And I bought one of the online kits. And now I know what my blood type is. I have my book now. So, and I'm seeing, again, I'm going, whoa, that's interesting. Okay. And again, sometimes when your body doesn't react well to something, that's when your body craves it more. That's another element of what you might be watching happening in your body too. So, you know, taking a look at that is important. So some of the things that she talks about, have a caffeine curfew no later than 2 p.m. The best nap time is 2 p.m. for 10 or 15 minutes of light sleep. Deeper naps may leave you groggy and less able to rest at bedtime. And here's a huge one. If struggling with acid reflux, sleep on your left side because it doesn't relax the esophageal sphincter, and stop eating 3 hours before bedtime. So just those simple things, considering foods that naturally boost your melatonin and serotonin, you know, tart cherries, turkey slices, milk, carbs, protein, bananas. So this book is, and again, everything is doable if you choose to give it a try and to say, that's a possibility in my life. So let's go on a break. We're going to come on back and I'm going to talk about how Linda might be able to help you.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you trying to lose weight but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Hey everyone, psychic medium Jamie here from Shades of Spirit. Shades of Spirit is proud to offer a monthly spiritual check-in, also known as our Sacred Circle, through Zoom. Each month, I, along with my partner in crime, Spirit Walker Nicole, will host a small sacred circle. These circles will include mini readings, fascinating discussions on various topics, and so much more. These circles will sell out fast, so don't wait to jump on this opportunity. Visit our website at shadesofspirit.com.
Hi again, I'm Joan Marlowe, and welcome to Awareness to Action once again with my guest, Linda Curry. And the title of this episode happens to be Simplifying Wellness. And we've been talking about her book. She's mentioned her other book, her Pebbles of Gold, which is her first book. And we've been talking about this book about, again, the healthy aging process. So before we left, I shared some of my little tidbits here. And what else do you have to say, Linda? What else can you add to our folks to help them with their sleep?
So there are a couple that I want to mention that you didn't mention, which I love, love, love. And one of those is keeping a notebook by your bedstand, because a lot of us that have trouble sleeping, have trouble either falling asleep or waking up in the middle of the night, it's our brain that's really active. And so, you know, being task oriented, productivity oriented, it's really helpful to, you get an idea in your head, oh, I forgot to do that, or I need to do that tomorrow. Just write it down so you can let it go. Otherwise you're going to keep thinking about it like, oh, I have to remember to do that. So keeping a notepad by your bed, but also for the reason of sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and something's coming to you. Maybe it's financial stress, something, you know, there's things that wake us up, and at a subconscious level, it's something we're stressing about. And so write that down so that the next day you can kind of journal about it and maybe see what actions you can take to relieve that stress. Because so much of that stress, when it's subconscious, we don't see it when we're just going about our day. But it's those things that wake you up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. that we really need to address. So that, and then finally, I would say also, EMFs and being by a router can be really harmful to your sleep. And so for those listeners that might be, you know, having their router in the bedroom, bad idea, turn it off or move it, or even having it right on your desk where you work for maybe 8 hours a day, that's also really bad for your brain waves. You need to be at least 20 feet from that router.
Wow.
So I wanted to throw a couple of those nuggets out as well.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. And I have to not to redesign my office, but okay. Something else on my to-do list. It's all good. It's definitely all good. That's how change happens. That's how health happens. So, you know, we've mentioned and we've sort of teased about having Linda be able to help you in some way, shape, or form. So Linda, share with us how you can help others.
Yeah. So, you know, I love taking a big picture look at people's health. I've always kind of had that strength of looking at the big picture and kind of putting some pieces together for people. So doing a health consultations with folks is something I really enjoy doing. As well as I started to do something that some of your listeners might be interested in. And this is a free option to get some health advice. So I have a YouTube channel and I'm having people send me a video question. So just take a little video with your phone or whatever of a health question you have. And then I'm going to include that video with my answer and I post it on my YouTube channel. So just a way to get more viewers on YouTube, and also your health questions are going to be the same questions of a lot of other people out there on YouTube. And so we're going to help a lot of people in the process. So that's one thing I'm offering other than doing the health consultations and coaching that I normally offer.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I strongly advise that you take a moment, listeners, and visit Linda's website, which is lindacurry.com. And she's got a wealth of information there. And again, now that she's mentioned this YouTube channel, please take the time to go and take a look at that, because, you know, we go to YouTube for everything. And that having a go-to, and again, if you think you're alone with an issue, trust me, there's at least one or two other people out there that have the same thing that you're going, and none of us are ever alone, ever, 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 ever. We're all on this journey together and filtering it the same way and coming up with the right answers or wrong answers or any answers or maybe no answers. So we need help along the way as well. So those are really, really good helpful points. So as we get close to, you know, the end of our conversation, again, this program is all about awareness to action. And there are five A's that are involved in this process. And as we sort of try to summarize, you know, Linda's story, what she shared with you today, and helping give you some guidance as far as things that you might want to move forward, that your pebble might be a little bit different, but it also could be the same pebble. So take a look at that. So what are we looking at for the five A's, Linda?
Yeah, so, you know, I think I really like the acceptance A. It's something that I have worked on so much in my own life and tried to iterate in a lot of my books, is just having acceptance for, you know, where we're at today, what we're going through, accepting that, you know, your body's talking to you, having acceptance of other people in your life and where they're at. I think acceptance is such a strong concept that we could all grasp. You know, taking action, you mentioned that before, you know, we can surrender into what's happening, but then where can we take action? Because we want to do better. We want to be better. Right? I think everybody, you know, wants to live their best lives. And that means having more joy in our life. Who doesn't want that, right? So I think taking action is essential. And the authenticity piece of your five A's is so critical as well. And because, you know, living authentically, being authentically you when you deliver your message, so people can relate to you, you know, showing some of that vulnerability and transparency. I love all of that. So I love your whole concept of this podcast. And
thank you.
And, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, in my world, and it's always interesting, you know, being people like you and me, we create and create and create. based upon what we are thinking, because our brains are always working along that line about helping others, helping ourselves. But it's always wonderful when you put something out there and someone says, wow, nail on the head. That really meant something to me. So those words, I very much honor. And thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for this time. The nuggets that you've shared have been truly remarkable. And one thing that I also want to remind, you know, the listeners, if you are looking at truly tackling what your purpose and passion happens to be, please consider reaching out to me and allowing me the opportunity to provide you help and support in figuring out this purpose and this passion of who you are and how you want to live your best life, because that's a piece of it on your journey. And so you can reach me at joan@peacefullyhealing.com or visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com. And I also have a new coaching program that's going to be starting very soon, which is called a Day One program. It's going to be an intensive coaching program that's going to offer lots of opportunities for growth and change and whatever. So thank you, Linda. This has been amazing. And I so value having you in my life. And again, continue to do the amazing work you're doing. Any last word for our audience?
Just I think one step at a time. I think it's really important for all of us to slow down so that we can acknowledge those pebbles and become aware of where we want to go next. So I like to say slower is faster. Yep. And let's all take a breath and yield to what life is showing us. And thank you so much for having me. I loved our discussion.
You're welcome. Thank you. Namaste. See you soon. Thank you. Thank you, audience.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.